DW.
She grew up in the world of Hollywood and was always somewhat aware of the specter of sexual harassment and assault. But actor, singer, dancer, and filmmaker Christina Linhart never thought it would happen to her.
Which is why it was surprising that I ended up being victim to it or falling prey to it, because I always thought I was more sophisticated than that, because I was so aware that I would be able to nip it in the bud. But I wasn't. I was naive, even having grown up around it.
She realized just how naive while she was a drama student at the University of California, where alumni include John Wayne, Will Ferrell, Macy Gray, and Shonda Rhimes. Linhart spotted an ad by a photographer who wanted to trade photos for posing, a common practice. The theme for the shoot was Greek-Roman goddess.
Well, this man wanted to meet at the beach, and I thought, well, that's appropriate. And then he handed me some seaweed, and he wanted me to be completely naked, just wearing the seaweed. And he wanted me to dance for him, too, even though they were photographs. So again, he wanted me to dance naked for him with wearing only seaweed. And so I told him, you know, I need to call my agent, even though at the time I didn't have an agent, and then he got very defensive.
But she managed to get away safely. For years later, she saw the same posting looking for models for a Greek-Roman photo shoot. After graduation, she began building her career and made industry connections. So when a director contacted her and dropped a few names associated with the theater where she'd done several plays, she was responsive and believed the inquiry was legit.
He asked me to audition for The Crucible, which, of course, takes place in the Puritan time. And when I got to the audition, I found out that it was in his apartment. But I still figured, well, it was through the Met Theater, it should be okay. And then he told me he wanted me to audition for the role of Abigail, that he thought that he wanted to add a scene where Abigail dances naked in the forest. And would I take off my clothes and dance naked for him in his living room? Which, of course, I did not do.
Again, she got away safely, but Linhart says the worst experience she had with harassment was when she was working on a film with a man who wanted more than a work relationship.
He started berating me for being such a vixen and leading him on. And I said, look, I'm just here to work. You know, if you need the name of a social worker or a therapist, I can give you one, but I'm here to work and you have a wife. But he was relentless.
She says he berated her, stalked her, and pursued her romantically, calling and emailing her multiple times a day.
And he said, I should have stopped. I should have just pulled the project from him, and I've since learned. But I felt so helpless because I didn't understand tech, and he had it all in his editing bay. And since then, I've learned a lot more, and I've realized I need to learn more and just be more independent.
Temma L. Steig is an art director, production designer, and executive director of Women in Media. The organization advocates for gender balance in the entertainment industry. Women in Media has close to 4,000 mailing list members and more than 80,000 followers on Twitter.
Since the Weinstein story broke, on every one of our social media platforms, and of course in person, I've heard so many stories from women in the industry. Pretty much everybody in our group, everybody I know personally, has a story.
While Linhart has won awards and posed on the red carpet with the likes of documentary filmmaker Michael Moore and Oscar winner Christoph Waltz, her backstory of being harassed by a filmmaker initially dampened her enthusiasm for making more of her own movies.
As far as my circumstance at the time, I decided this is not worth it. I don't ever want to make films again.
Steig believes audiences are the losers because they end up missing out on talent that is harassed and assaulted out of creating.
When people wonder why there are fewer women on set or why women drop out, think about it. Women are leaving college, film colleges, at the same rate as men. They're going to festival at the same rate as men, but they're not progressing. And part of it is, yes, the glass ceiling, absolutely. And sometimes it's just because the harassment is not worth the job.
And she says in the past, there's been no place for them to turn.
There was no protocol. There was no recourse. And what meager protocols there were, like going to the police, were a complete and utter waste of time, or even further detrimental to the woman giving testimony. So seriously, what was the point? But now something has changed. Now we're taking action.
She says that action should include bolstering existing organizations such as hers that bolster women. And she supports an idea that Star Wars producer Kathleen Kennedy is promoting that would enlist studios, guilds, and talent agencies to convene a commission to develop protections against sexual harassment and abuse. Steig is also calling on production houses to include sexual harassment protections in contracts. Director Woody Allen, whose adopted daughter has accused him of sexually abusing her, fears that revelations regarding Harvey Weinstein will mean a man won't be able to wink at a woman at work and that all the attention will trigger a witch hunt. Linhart says not so.
And, you know, that's very inflammatory, because that's basically saying it's okay for people to get away with sexual harassment. Now, it is true that, you know, just because somebody is flirtatious doesn't necessarily mean they're harassing. So, yeah, there can be gray areas, but to then turn it around on the victims and say, oh, they're turning it into a witch hunt, that's problematic, too.
Linhart says she has friends who flirt like crazy, and she's comfortable with that. And she says it's been easy to share her stories of harassment with her boyfriend. But after all these years and instances of harassment, deep down, Linhart wonders if, when she shares her story, if listeners are going to blame her.
Because there have been women, even women, who will blame other women for being assaulted, saying, well, you invited it. Or once I had a therapist who say, look how you dress. Of course you're going to get sexually harassed. When I was in leggings and a sweatshirt because I just came from the gym. And this was a female therapist who said this to me. So it's not just men, women too. It takes society. Our society has to stand up and really be aware.
But she is optimistic. She wants to get back to producing films and to contribute to rewriting what has been a cliched Hollywood story.
I've seen an incredible group of men who love their wives, honor their wives, and honor their mothers, and adore their daughters, and who stand up to sexual harassment. I've even had men, you know, educate me and tell me, no, it's not okay for a man to talk to you like that. So it'll take both men and women, and I do see a shift.
And she joins Steig and other women and men who say they will have a role in changing the plot moving forward. Lana Nozizwe, DW, Los Angeles.
This report was brought to you by DW.